Did not sleep.
When last did you go for a mental checkup? What's your mental health like? Do you think you are under a spell? Are you having constant sleepless nights? Are witches and wizards constantly on your case? If yes, you might just be having a mental disorder.
Breakdown in relationship, loss of loved ones, either through accident or most times sudden death.
Dr. Uchendre, consultant neuropsychiatrist with Mental Health Department, University Teaching Hospital in Abuja, will be here every Thursday, 9:30, to tell you all you need to know about your mental health.
Some people use alcohol as a coping mechanism. Some people use cigarettes.
This program is supported by Center for Information and Prevention of Mental Disorder, CIPMED, and Peak Specialist Hospital and Diagnostic Center, Gwagwalada, 09-291-7388. Your problems might not be witches and wizards after all.
The person was hearing a voice, and the voice said, go and decapitate your father. He went and killed the father. That's what we call auditory hallucination.
It's another beautiful Thursday morning in the city of Abuja. Good morning and welcome to the program Mental Watch. I am Adama Oloa. Now, Mental Watch is a health program on this frequency that examines and prefers solutions to all mental related issues in man. In recent episodes, we have defined mental disorders, the causes. We have also tried to explain why people behave the way they do, and why we have cases of the not-so-sound mentally, well, individuals. Our guest, as usual on the program, is Dr. Uchendu, a consultant neuropsychiatrist of Mental Health Department of University of Abuja Teaching Hospital. Dr. Uchendu, welcome to the program.
Yeah, welcome, listeners.
This program, Mental Watch, is supported by Center for Information and Prevention of Mental Disorders, CIPMED, and also Peak Specialist Hospital and Diagnostic Center, Gwagwalada. Now, the program is audience participatory, so in the course of the program, and if you have any contributions, you may want to call our number 09-291-4131. That is 09-291-4131. If you'd like to send us an SMS, if you have a question for doctor, you can send your SMS to 0817-202-3250. That is 0817-202-3250. That's for SMSs only. Okay, so today we'll be talking about epilepsy. Okay, now, epilepsy as related to mental disorders.
Yes.
Wow. I think we should start by defining what epilepsy is. What is it that when we see, we know that someone is epileptic?
Yeah, well, epilepsy is a syndrome or a disorder. You know, it's defined variously by different literatures, but the one I want to refer much to is the one defined by International League Against Epilepsy.
Okay.
You know, which said that you know, when there are two or more unprovoked, you know, seizure within 24 hours, two or more unprovoked seizure or reflex seizure within 24 hours. Then also, they also define it as, you know, when there is one unprovoked seizure and with likelihood that within the next 24 hours or more that another one will occur. Then it leads us to a question, you know, initially we used to define epilepsy as a recurrent, you know, seizure, you know, episode or disorders.
Okay.
You know, when it is more than two or three, you know, episodes of seizure.
Mm.
Now the question is, what is a seizure?
Yes.
You know, a seizure is actually a condition in which there is what is called synchronized you know, neuronal processes.
Okay, now that's grammar. Okay, no, yes, that's science.
That is science. Speaking okay, English. Yes, okay, that's okay. So what I said, a seizure is this, you know, a condition in which most people actually call it attack.
Okay,
call it attack, where people, you know, you see somebody might be jerking,
okay,
yes, foaming from the mouth and eyes rolling up, after which time he or she will just slip off, and people assume that it is an attack, you know. Well, yes, even in the literature, sometimes word attack is actually used, but the basis in who is attacking. You know, unfortunately, many people misinterpreted that it's a spiritual attack.
Okay, so it is epileptic attack.
Yes, epileptic attack.
Okay.
Now, epilepsy, you know, comes from a Greek word, you know, translated either seize or possess. You know, at that point in time.
You're bringing in the possess again.
Yes, that seize or possess. You know, okay. There is this element of, okay, something is possessing that person that actually makes that person to have what you call those motor activities.
Okay, so this is where I would ask you this. What exactly causes epilepsy? Is it something you get from eating food? Is it hereditary? Is it, what exactly causes it?
Yeah, well, when you talk about the causes of epilepsy, usually it is actually a complex phenomenon. But the basic thing I tell people is that anytime there is a seizure or somebody is having epilepsy, there is a problem with the brain.
Okay.
There is a problem in the brain. Now, what causes this problem, or what caused these problems? One, some of them can easily be determined. Maybe somebody who had a brain injury, an accident, a brain injury from any form, okay, either during childhood or even in adult age, could lead to seizures, infections.
Infections?
Infections, yes.
Like maybe you're playing football and you have a cut and then you get infected.
Well, even if you have it, that infection must affect the brain.
Okay, if infection will affect the brain. Okay.
You know, that affect the brain. Like in children, usually that have, we call it convulsion. It's a seizure.
Okay.
You know, they have malaria. The temperature rises to up to 39, 40. You see them convulsing. Now, in such situations, if this conversion at early stage of life is not being controlled, is not being managed very well, you find that the person might start having what we call recurrent seizures, which now becomes, you know, epilepsy. Then, apart from that, there are some certain drugs people use. For example, one of the commonest ones is people who abuse Tramadol.
Wow.
You know, Tramadol is a legal medication that you use to manage certain level of pain. But okay, there are, youths that have been abusing them.
Why would someone want to abuse a painkiller?
Well, you know, because some of these painkillers actually...
Get people high?
Yeah, some of them have some sensations,
oh,
you know, that probably make them feel much better and other things. And they see themselves. Have about three of them now that, you know, we are managing. And what led them to even present, you know, for treatment? Because of the seizure.
Oh.
You know, so some of them are now having recurrent seizures and it's bothering them, and they are looking for solution how to stop. Okay, now, so when we talk about, you know, seizure, usually there is a breach within the normal neural processes in the brain. And the way I try to explain it to parents or relations of patients is that, you know, it's like electric shock. Okay, electricity is very, you know, fundamental. There is a kind of a seamless movement of, you know, electrical currents. But if there is a breach and this thing sparks, you know, you find that everything electronic around will scatter. And that's what actually happened. Okay, there's a way the brain neural process works in a synchronized manner. Mainly, there's a kind of, I just try to use a power surge. And there's a kind of a power surge within the brain. You see them, you know, jerking. Now, how do we know that, yes, somebody is having epilepsy? Well, it's a clinical diagnosis most of the time. It's clinical diagnosis. Most times, I don't have to do any test to know that this person is having epilepsy. Okay. Except in certain forms, there are some that are not too clear. There are some that appear as a behavioral abnormality. When we talk about the types of, epilepsy, there are some that appear as if in a behavioral abnormality, somebody wakes up, he starts scattering things, but after some time, you see him, he's quiet, he's calm, and you won't recognize that he actually have done anything.
Is that not what they call partial contact?
Well, that might be the layman, what do we say? It's a layman way of.
That's right. That person will get partial contact.
Okay, yes, but what's called, it's a temporal lobe, epilepsy.
Temporal lobe epilepsy.
Yes.
Oh, okay. The program is Mental Watch on 92.9 Capital FM. Today we are talking about epilepsy as a mental disorder. In a moment, we will be taking your phone calls and your SMSs, but right after this message.
Imagine a society of mentally sound minds. A society where all of us go for regular mental checkup, just like we do for blood pressure.
The first symptom you will notice in some of these patients is that the relations will tell you she have not been sleeping for past 3 days. For past 5 days, she did not sleep.
When last did you go for a mental checkup? What's your mental health like? Do you think you are under a spell? Are you having constant sleepless nights? Are witches and wizards constantly on your case? If yes, you might just be having a mental disorder.
Breakdown in relationship, loss of loved ones, either through accident or most times sudden death.
Dr. Uchendre, consultant neuropsychiatrist with Mental Health Department, University Teaching Hospital, Abuja, will be here every Thursday, 9:30, to tell you all you need to know about your mental health.
Some people use alcohol as a coping mechanism. Some people use cigarettes.
This program is supported by Center for Information and Prevention of Mental Disorder, CIPMED, and Peak Specialist Hospital and Diagnostic Center, Gwagwalada, 09-291-7388. Your problems might not be witches and wizards after all.
The person was hearing a voice, and the voice said, go and decapitate your father. He went and killed the father. That's what we call auditory hallucination.
Auditory hallucination. I like that part. But anyway, we're not talking that today. We're talking epilepsy. Okay, if you have questions for doctor on this topic, you may want to start calling now. 09-291-4131. That is 09-291-4131. You may also want to send your SMS to 0817-202-3250.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Henry.
Henry, welcome on board. What's your question?
Okay, my question to the doctor is, I took a forget. I always forget things. I want to go and get something now to the parlor or to the kitchen. Once I make like 2 steps or 3 steps, I will forget.
No, okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, I do forget. So, it's real.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mr. Henry, I will advise you, because the other things we might need to know, which we might, have time to ask you those questions here. There's a need for you to try and see us and let us know what might have been the genesis, at what time this problem started, and other things, so that we'll be able to make a tentative diagnosis. If there's something that you need to go for any test, we can advise you. And if it's something that, yes, we need to probably place you on any medication or advise you on any area that might help you, we'll do that. So probably if you can get in touch with us after the program.
After the program, can I get you with this line?
Yes, you can get us with this line, and I think also she will. They will give you a number that you can call personally to get across to me. Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'll be listening.
Okay. Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Well, 09-291-4131. That is 09-291-4131. That's our number. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Austin. I'm calling from Cuba.
Welcome on board, Austin. What's your question?
I just want to ask the doctor about this Tramadol. If person take one, is it okay, or that abusing, is it when you take it more than one or two?
Well, Tramadol should not be taken without the prescription of a medical doctor. So if you take Tramadol on your own, that is a self-medication. And I will encourage you not to, you know, continue using Tramadol.
Hello. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, what's your name?
This is Obioma.
Calling
from Ashwa in Abuja.
Welcome, Obioma. What's your question?
Okay, I just want to ask, you know, somebody that has that sickness, if that person should fall on the street, should somebody render assistance? That's my question.
Someone okay. That has heart disease.
No, epilepsy.
That's epilepsy.
Yes. Epilepsy, okay.
Yes, we need to educate people how to. Yes, epilepsy is, anytime the attack comes, is self-limiting, except the one we call status epilepticus. Okay, so most times it's self-limiting. So when somebody falls, you don't, all you need to do is to remove every dangerous object around the person. It's not a time to put anything in the person's mouth. You know, just watch him. After some time, it will stop on its own. Okay, so it's not the time to start pouring water on the person, looking for, what is it called?
Spoon to put in person's mouth.
To put in person's mouth.
You shouldn't do that.
Yes, those things will be able, will injure the person. Trying to put oil and pouring water. If you put anything fluid in the person's mouth at that point in time, these things could make the person aspirate and have a problem with the lungs. So most times, allow the person the episode finish within some 3 minutes. Most sometimes 10 minutes, the person is calm. And then just take him somewhere and let him rest. He will sleep. After some time, he wakes up and then maybe continue his journey. But there's a need for us to know that he must remove every
dangerous
object. And if somebody falls, I have seen somebody who actually fell into a gutter while he was having this, and it was raining and flood was, you know, and people just gathered around and were just looking at him there. Nobody, so you just have to bring him up out of that water so that he does not really
drown. Hello,
yes,
good morning.
Drunk, yes.
Hello,
good morning.
Amos, mm-hmm. Welcome on board. What's your question?
Yeah. I want to know if this epilepsy is treatable and how do one get the medication.
Okay, yes. Epilepsy is something that is being managed. It can be managed and the person be free. Actually, the major goal of management of epilepsy is to make the person, you know, seizure free. You know, and there are medications. There are various medications for, you know, managing epilepsy. I get surprised when people say, no, they cannot treat it, this and that. No. The only thing is that epilepsy, depending on what is the major cause and the severity and for how long it has been there, you know, it's a chronic problem that probably the person will need medication most times for life. But the major thing is that if the person is well treated and well monitored by a specialist, the person can be free of seizure as long as possible. There are, you know, so when we see the person, we try to know what are probably the major, has there been other childhood problems, you know, that have led to this. You know, as we are talking about the cause, maybe let me just finish. So I want to advise Mr. Amos that yes, it is treatable, it can be managed very well, and the person will be seizure free. But is this something that you have to follow certain processes? We have to use different medications to be able to know which one is able to, you know, take care of this seizure. And the major goal is to the person to remain seizure free.
All right. Hello.
Good morning. My name is Mohammed. I'm calling from Bobalada.
Welcome on board, Mohammed. What's your question? Yeah.
I want to know the cause of epilepsy.
Okay. The causes of epilepsy, well, as I said, it could be somebody who had, you know, one, a brain injury during birth as a young child, maybe a fall. For example, I had a patient that, you know, he fell from the hand of the maid below, maybe when he was about less than 3 years old.
Oh.
And probably nobody told the parents, and after some time, although they noticed that something got swollen, after some time it was okay. But as this guy was growing, he started having this seizure disorder.
Oh.
And by the time he was an adult, and unfortunately, the parents, I started behaving one way or the other. The parents went and took him and kept him in a one prayer house. So until one day, he was in the prayer house, he got up and broke all the louvers around, and they now asked him to go to the hospital. And when he came, by the time I was interviewed, I found out there was an injury. And I told that this person, there is a cause. Was there any history of fall? Okay? So when you talk about causes of epilepsy, talk about, as I said, majorly, there is an injury.
Okay.
There's an injury in the brain, but most times you might not be able to determine. But from history, if there are the parents that actually take note of every aspect of their, you know, children as they're growing up, they'll be able to tell you yes. Or even a brain injury. Okay? Brain injury, probably in adulthood or something of that nature, use of some substances. You know, there are some substances we won't be using that now if affect your brain. You know, that it won't allow the normal processes of the neuronal discharge to occur. And then the person, you know, end up having, you know, epilepsy or recurrent seizure episodes.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Are all epilepsies mental disorders?
No, like epilepsy is in between when we talk about, you know, there are aspects of, you know, when you talk about mental or neurological disorders. That's why some of us, I mean, in mental health, also actually manage epilepsy very well, because most of these epilepsy, with time, there are associated mental health challenges.
Okay.
Someone with epilepsy, and you know, one, some of them goes into depression, some of them also have anxiety and other things, and as a mental health specialist, finally, you'll be able to manage everything. You're able to manage, you know, the epilepsy. You're able to manage any other challenge that the person might have.
Okay, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question I want to ask for this person.
Okay, what's your name, please?
My name is Engineer Sayed from Abuja.
All right, welcome on board, Engineer. Go ahead.
That get annoyed and angry to the extreme. Can we
get
back to mental problem?
Sorry?
He's talking about anger, when you are very angry.
Get anger to the extreme.
Can it lead to mental problem?
Mental problem. When we talk about, you know, mental problem, I think people, I want people to abuse people's mind, you know, from that on, say you are naked and start going on the street, that's when you have mental problem. What we talk about mental problem is that when your brain, you know, acts, makes you to act or behave the way that is not in consonant with what society expects of you.
Okay,
that's mental problem.
Hmm.
Okay, so if you are the type that gets very angry at, you know, to the extreme, that means one way or the other, it could be a, you know, a danger to yourself or to somebody close to you.
Can something as little as beating traffic or driving against traffic, can it also be a mental disorder if you say that if someone acts against how society expects you to?
Yes, that's what we're trying to say. Short, we hope that with time, everybody, anybody, any health, any government institution or even private institution, sending somebody for medical checks, routine medical check before you get employed, that should be aspect of the mental assessment.
Check. Wow.
You know, over there in other countries, people are already doing it. So what we are trying to say, that we don't want to start tagging people, okay, you know, maybe some, you know, I want people to see mental illness as someone, okay, somebody is having malaria, I need to treat it. Okay? Somebody who is having malaria is different from somebody who is having typhoid. So it's different from somebody who is having cancer. There are different form of severities. These are, you know, we want to let people know that this mental health something is a medical problem that could be managed, and we should not stigmatize and use some derogatory words to make those people who have this problem not to come forth for treatment.
So is it hereditary?
Yeah, well, when you talk about it being hereditary, well, majorly, most, you can't say really this is, you know, hereditary per se, you know, except if probably for one reason or the other, there is a particular, you know, medical condition. You know, there are some medical condition that you have, you find that people, you will be prone in having, you know, epilepsy. No, if that particular medical condition is now, you know, genetically transferred from one generation to the other, one can now say it is. But most cases, you find that most patients you see, there's no connection between, you know, the family history and somebody having epilepsy. And another thing I want to let people know is that epilepsy is not infectious.
Okay.
This one they say, okay, if the saliva touches you, you will you know, it will no. It's not anything demonic. You know, that okay, some demons are there, you know, trying to whatever, and people run around and start saying, come out. No. It's a kind of a surge of electrical, you know, processes in the brain that now force, you know, if like in psychiatry, there's a treatment we use, what we call ECT, electroconvulsive therapy. You know, it's a form of a therapy in psychiatry. Finally, maybe you put that electrical machine on somebody's head, it starts jerking as if it's having, you know, a seizure.
All right, we'll take just one SMS today, and the person says, please, what does schizophrenia mean? What is the... Okay, it's a long question. I don't know if you'd be able to take all of this, but this is what we'll do. It came in from Steve in Abuja. He wants to know what schizophrenia means, the causes, and whether it is hereditary, and if it can be permanently cured. But I believe we can get back to Steve, you know, after this program. Okay. Now, I know you may have a lot of questions for doctor, and, well, we have just 30 minutes on air today, as with every Thursday. But you can still reach us after this program. You can call us on the number 0805-516-0860. You can call us on 0805-516-0860. Do you think this program, Mental Watch, is a good program? Would you like it to continue being on air? We would like you to partner with us or sponsor the program. If you'd like to do any of the above, any of the two, you can call us on 0805-516-0860. Many thanks to Dr. Uchendu for being our studio guest today as usual. Many thanks to Chinyere Ebe, producer, Mental Watch on 92.9 FM. Adamma Olowa is my name, and we will see you next week. Time is 10 o'clock.
The station other stations listen to. Stay tuned for our major news bulletin on 92.9 FM. The news.
First, the news headlines. Nigerian Urban Reproductive Health Initiative wants Nigerians to embrace family planning. Special World Bank intervention program initiated in Nasarawa State. Religious leaders meet in Abuja to pray for safe return of abducted Chibok girls. And G7 leaders meet in Brussels over crisis in Ukraine. Details of these and other stories. I am Alice Akale.
This is Capital FM 92.9.
Do not endanger your life. Be security conscious and report strange objects in your environment to security agencies. Good morning. Nigerian Urban Reproductive Health Initiative wants women in the country to embrace family planning to reduce the risk of complications during and after pregnancy. The Advocacy Behavior Change Communication and Demand Generation Officer of the organization, Mrs. Khadijat Nuhu, stated this at a seminar for family planning outreach in Abuja. Mrs. Nuhu, who emphasized on the importance of child spacing, highlighted its benefits.
Family planning as an approach to saving women's lives, as an approach to